This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball 9 to 11 like we do every Saturday morning. Today, counting down to what might be the Cubs' biggest game since 2016. And wondering if Craig Counsell following his gut will lead him to L.A. or into the offseason. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, David. It's definitely the biggest game they've had since Thursday.
Well, it is. And it seems like we've said this a couple times in the last week, which makes today all the more exciting, all the anticipation all the more real. But, Bruce, I say that without an ounce of exaggeration. Win tonight, and so much seems possible. Win tonight. And the context of your season, of what's ahead the next 2 weeks, everything changes if you can just win tonight.
Or else?
Well, or else, then I think we have a different conversation.
Yeah,
then,
well, that would be next Saturday's show.
That would be next Saturday's show. We'll start to book that tomorrow. But I don't know.
We're talking like two Chicagoans, aren't we?
I hope so. I hope so. Because, Bruce, if you're ever going to get into the mindset that what your team – the team that you follow is capable of accomplishing, or the implications of what a win would mean, today's the day. Now is the time. Because what the Cubs have done in the last week, this is their fourth elimination game. I know I don't need to tell you that. You have been there every step of the way. And if you are in an elimination game and you've just survived three of them, yeah, you do ponder the possibilities and you look at what is in the horizon, because anything is possible.
I'm going to take you back to Tuesday. I had a conversation with Counsell before one of the games, and I was talking about winning and some of the players putting on some winning, different type of winning performances, and he got really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Don't talk to me about winning. We're winners. You know, we're all about winning here," and he walked away from me. And and since then they've won two elimination games in a row. So
can you get up to Milwaukee and just tick them off again, Bruce?
I think so. I mean, I think I'm the good luck ticker offer. because it showed me again the intensity of him, right? And how dug in he is, and I think you can tell when you hear him on the pregame interviews, the postgame interviews, the intensity is there in his comments, in his face. It's almost like he's back to 1997 when he was winning a championship with the Marlins, or 2001 with the Arizona Diamondbacks. It really does start with him.
It's smart, he's focused, and he's driven. And I think those are things you could say to describe this Cub team, because they are all of that and more, and you hope that they can be sharp today when they throw the first pitch at 7-away in Milwaukee. And Bruce, there are a lot of things that we can talk about, the Craig Counsell effect. And we'll talk to Ryan Flaherty, his bench coach, at 10 o'clock today. We'll talk to Brian Anderson, the fine broadcaster, at 10:40 today. But Bruce, I think all of those things are fascinating, and they contribute to why the Cubs are on the brink of playing in the NLCS again. But I ask you this, the simplest of all questions: who's starting tonight? Because, well, that will help us answer the rest.
Nobody knows for either the Brewers or the Cubs. And I don't think it's gamesmanship for either manager at this point. What they have is a roster full of pitchers that have just pretty much pitched all the time and are, I won't say they're worn out. I would say adrenaline will keep them going. Mm-hmm. But they are asking a lot from both pitching staffs to be ready at call tonight at any time from the first inning on. And the anxiety for a bullpen is so much different in the playoffs than it is during the regular season, where they know, even in the most Sparky Anderson-like manager types going to the fifth inning for bullpens, mm-hmm. it's the first inning now.
The first inning has become the most pivotal one in this series. As you asked a really good question yesterday of Craig Counsell, the first inning has become the ninth inning, and this is how he responded to that question.
You know, we spent some time talking about, you know, how you feel in the game, the third game against San Diego, certainly. We've now been through it, you know, two other times, so this is game number four under that scenario. Well, it's hard not to be so focused on the first inning with just the way the first four games have gone. And really, since all of our playoff games have gone, right? So, you know, maybe it's the results. I think the first inning is a big inning in the game, probably an underestimated how big the inning is. But this series has been, you know, way past that. It's been, I don't know, 60% of the runs scored in the series have come in one inning, and it's the first inning. So I don't know what the number is, but and I think so. It just makes you focused on it. Absolutely, yeah. And I told you yesterday, but I thought Matt Boyd's the first inning was absolutely crucial to the game, and he, you know, especially after the Yelich walk, he made pitches to kind of lock down that inning, and that's a tremendous confidence builder for sure.
How do those numbers, how does all that scoring early impact or go into the decision to who starts tonight?
Boy.
I think it's easy to answer who doesn't start tonight, and that would be Shota Imanaga, well, because of his struggles early especially.
That's for you and me, David. We agree on that. But I don't necessarily think that Craig Counsell agrees, because he's been complimentary of Shota even when he's been beat up and homered on recently. Look, last six games, he's given up 12 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
The last 11 games, 18. So it's basically a home run and a half a game. I know half doesn't count, but you're talking about, even in these type of games, the one home run, the solo home run, can beat you, right? It's different than the regular season, where he gives up two solo home runs in 4 2/3 or five innings, and they can win the game. In these games, the other manager is managing differently. So, therefore, he's protecting the 1 and 2 run lead from the first inning on.
Those are great points, and I understand what you're saying, and I'm not picking on Shota Imanaga. I'm just trying to stay consistent and follow it logically, the way that the manager we just praised for being logical should follow it. And if you're looking at the first inning meaning more in this series than it typically does, you cannot ignore Shota Imanaga's ERA in 25 first innings. And in 25 first innings, his ERA is 7.20, and he's given up 9 homers. So you have that data right in front of you. I don't want to follow your gut or your confidence because it tells you it should be somebody else, anybody else.
Right. And then you come up with the argument to that, David, of this is the veteran pitcher. This is one of your best pitchers all season long.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still the most qualified guy to go out there and give you four or five innings, get 12 or 15 outs? 15 is probably asking for a lot the way these games are managed, right?
Right.
So it's probably 12.
Probably 12. And also, it's probably 12 because you were there yesterday when and you're at the press conference or the Zoom conference, and Craig Counsell talked about his plan. And when he says 11 pitchers for 27 outs, he's not kidding around. I think you got to consider all kinds of possibilities, and that allows you to not extend somebody beyond their means or beyond what you think that they – you don't need to be a tough guy tonight. You just have to be a guy that gets the outs what you're asked to get. That means I think Jameson Taillon could be in play for three outs or one inning.
312-644-6767. Who are you starting if you're Craig Counsell? Who are you starting if you're Pat Murphy? Okay. Another
right.
huge question. Which big arm? Is it Uribe? Is it Mizorowski? You're going to see those guys. You're going to see the power arms, whether they're lefty or righty, coming out pitching for the Brewers tonight.
What's your gut tell you about their choice? I think it could be Quintana because he's the calm veteran who would give you something steady. But you also could opt for the uncertainty surrounding Jacob Mizorowski. But part of that uncertainty is he's going to hit 104 and strike out the side.
I would go absolutely backwards, forwards by using my closer being either McGill or Uribe. Uribe's power arm in the first two innings
mm-hmm.
and giving the Brewers a chance to put up a number on the board. This is managing style that we've rarely ever seen before, where from the first inning, it's looked at like the ninth inning. Really has. So you need your
closer or your opener to be the guy that faces your highest leverage inning.
I guess the answer is, David, you aren't wrong until you're proven wrong and you lose this game.
I like the way that Colin Ray has pitched this postseason. That's a really good way to put it. I like the way Colin Ray gives you some certainty and a steadiness and some confidence that he's going to be composed and maybe in command. I also wouldn't hate the idea because of the numbers, if you're following just the metrics or the trends. Ben Brown's very good in that ballpark. He's young, he's unpredictable, but and they haven't seen a lot of him.
Yeah.
He's good in that ballpark.
David, Danny Parkins was on the Midday Show, I believe, 2 days ago, and he talked about the fact that, again, it's been his topic throughout his radio career, that managers don't mean that much, okay? And they don't really impact outcomes, that it's the good players that impact whether your players play or not. But in this case, I would say Danny's theory is totally wrong when it comes to managing a playoff game like this, right? Because you are actually impacting an entire season for both teams by how you handle the pitching staff from the first inning on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's you, the manager, that's in charge. You might tell your general manager, this is how we think we're going to go, this and that. The general manager or the president of baseball operations might say, will you consider this? Will you consider that? But ultimately, you are managing your butt off from the first inning on as a manager in these playoffs, in this series.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about that, but what he had to say. But I think when you're talking about Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell, you definitely have two guys whose impact on their respective teams has been felt, and the impact on tonight will be real. And so who they pick for the starters will matter. But, Bruce, I also wonder about the construction of the Brewers lineup and batting order, which I do also think will matter, because we heard yesterday from Pat Murphy, Christian Yelich is likely to be moved down in the order. What effect do you think that will have on the Brewers, and do you think that could impact who the Cubs might want to choose as an opener?
Or will he? Or will he?
It's like he's just playing poker.
Yeah.
Murph's been very honest about things, though.
I think Council's just as honest. He might be a little bit more guarded.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think gamesmanship in this series, they both realize they're wasting their time because they have the same playbook.
But hasn't it been a thing? Look,
no.
A week ago, yeah, I think that
I don't know.
I think the Council took the bait from Murphy when he used Ashby and he sat Michael Bush and got two at bats for Justin Turner that were meaningless and irrelevant. Yeah, Justin Turner hit a single. Michael Bush might have homered. You just can't. The way that he's been hot, you can't really. So I think that Murphy won that one.
Well, again, it gets back to, you know, what Parkin said, and I know you don't want to go into that, but it is the performance of the players once you put them out there. You know, that's it. So
managers matter, okay? Right. Managers matter in the postseason, in the regular season. Managers matter, or else they would be making $8 million a year.
I've always disagreed with that theory.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily about the money they make, but there are so many different decisions to be making as a manager now than it was 10, 15 years ago.
773. Ben Brown over Shota. David, what's in your coffee this morning? I don't. Anybody over Shota is the way I guess I'm looking at it. And that's no disrespect to Shota, but I don't know how you can look at his last time out of Milwaukee,
right,
his first inning numbers, and conclude that he's the right guy for this moment, as big as it is.
And you're using Ben Brown numbers against the Brewers, too.
Yes.
Because he's been tremendously successful against them, right?
Definitely. Two more questions for you before we get to the phone lines. When you look at what the Cubs are on the precipice of, and I know you can't look at it this way, but we heard from Craig Council yesterday, they're packing their bags for L.A. because if they win, they play Monday night at Dodger Stadium. Is that a start that is lining up as a Cade Horton start if they can win tonight?
No, I don't think so. It might be a Javier Assad.
Ooh, really?
Didn't think of that one, did you?
Did not think of that one, see?
So, let me take you back to
back.
Thursday. When was he off? Yeah. Thursday before the game, about 2.5 hours before the game, Javier Assad was doing an up and down in front of the coaching staff and the other players. So was Jordan Wicks, okay? And everybody was paying attention. Council, the coaches, this wasn't them just warming up knowing that they're on the taxi squad, right? These were thinking ahead to the next series. If we need them, we're going to need fresh arms. You could likely have three different arms in the next series for the Chicago Cubs.
I understand that, Bruce. That's great.
It could be Wicks, it could be Horton, and it can be Assad.
Only one of those guys dominated the National League in the second half of the season.
Right.
Why not Cade Horton in game one if he is ready?
And Craig Council, I don't know. I don't know if he can give you the length that you want.
Council talked yesterday. He had an up-and-down simulated game. He had a session that was encouraging.
It was 2 days ago, two days before yesterday, Wednesday. He threw 15 pitches for the first time in 2.5 weeks.
But okay, let me then rephrase it then. Are you confident that if the Cubs can win tonight, Cade Horton will be on the roster for the NLCS?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's good enough for a lot of people.
Right.
Because if you have him at your disposal, then he has a possibility of starting two games in that series.
Right.
And that's really a different outlook. And that's what I go back to how we started this whole conversation. You win tonight, and there's a lot of things that seem within your reach because of what's happening to your roster and who's coming back. You have done this so far without your best pitcher in the second half of the season.
Right.
You win tonight, and you get him back? Okay. This is going to be one heck of a week in Chicago. Let me ask you another thing. Tonight in Milwaukee, what do you expect from a fan standpoint? And we all know, we were both there. Thursday night was one of the more memorable fan moments in terms of Cub fans affecting the outcome, impacting what happened on the field. The Freddie. Let's listen to what we heard on Thursday night that you couldn't help but be moved by if you're sitting there grinning, whatever. But this is how it sounded on the radio.
And the crowd is roaring.
So So that was impactful, Bruce. What do you think will happen tonight? Because we know from Pat Murphy that the Cub crowd, it affected this young team, the Brewers.
So it depends on how many tickets have been swooped up by Chicago Cub fans to be there. And I think, you know, Brewer fans are going to respond in a fashion that maybe we've never heard before. I just remember back to 1984 when the Cubs won the first two games at Wrigley Field. They were on their way to San Diego, and everybody's in the media, all the TV radio stations were saying, San Diego, those are laid-back fans. That's a laid-back town. The Padres will be out in Game 3. Cubs are going to the World Series. What greeted them in San Diego was the loudest sustained crowd that Ryan Sandberg ever heard in his career, that Rick Sutcliffe ever heard in his career, that Gary Matthews ever heard in their career. It started with the towel waving by Gary Templeton, and it never stopped.
Gosh.
It never stopped until the Padres had won three straight against the Cubs and moved on to their first World Series. So
love your memory.
So what I'm saying is, Brewer fans are great fans. I think they're going to respond.
I think they're more likely to respond, yes. But I also think this, great historical reference. I remember that series all too well. But there's nobody that's going to drive to San Diego and buy a ticket to get into Petco Park or Jack Murphy Stadium back then. Tonight, that could happen. Tonight,
right.
That could be a real thing.
And you're right, David. That's the difference is how many Chicago fans muscle their way into American family.
That makes it sound really mean.
Right.
They're going to muscle their way in.
Well, that's kind of how it's looked at. You know, it's always – that crowd's always been a lot of Cub fans, but – this time, are the Brewer fans going to protect that turf?
Game 5 tonight, Cubs and Brewers. Chuck Swirsky is going to have special coverage starting right here, 4 o'clock, previewing the game and taking your calls. And our official pregame coverage starts 6:30 with first pitch 7:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Then after the postgame show, you get the post-postgame show. And that's Rami Matkloff. He will be here with additional coverage reacting to whatever happens in Game 5. All right, Bob, Mike, Dugan, Mark, we're going to get to your calls. 312-644-6767. But when we come back, a little chin music. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Inside the Clubhouse is sponsored by Budweiser.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean. For some chin music.
Hey, Alf, how about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
Do you think, I mean, you kind of just touched it on a little bit, being back in front of the home crowd, what you guys did in those first two games gives you a bit of an advantage going into a game five like that? Or,
well, it definitely is preferred. If you're asking me where I prefer to play, I'd rather say at home, especially how good this environment was the last 2 days. I mean it affected the game, you know, this crowd affected the game the last two games, affected the way we played for sure. We got a really young team. I think everybody knows that, maybe by far the youngest team in the postseason. And, you know, it's like that kind of stuff emotionally can affect guys. They can start to play a little too hard. And this game's a game of precision. And, you know, the Cubs' experience and what they've been through, you know, they were better in this environment for sure.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was Pat Murphy, post-game, Thursday night, Bruce, being as candid and honest and transparent about how the Cubs fans rattled his team. What's he getting at there? I think it was more than just Murph being honest, as he tends to be. And there's got to be a motive there.
He's selling going home as the, you know, that's the panacea. That's what's going to change everything for them. He's relaxing his team. He's relaxing the fan base, saying we're on our way home. Things are going to be different when we get back to American Family Field.
Is he relaxing his team by making them more aware or acknowledging publicly that they were rattled and they didn't have the mental toughness to overcome that?
Well, you know, I mean that's a fair question.
That's why you don't hear that from coaches a lot.
It's also, you know, you don't want to think that he's saying what we've done so far is enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
That if we happen to lose on Saturday, that's enough. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's just trying to, you know, calm everybody down, say, hey, look, Wrigley was tough on us. They beat us here. We're going back home. You know, we won two straight there. That's our.
He created a theme, though. He created a segment.
He created an idea. For the media and fans, well, but not, Bruce, for his team.
Maybe not. And he knows his team better than we do. I get that. But he also created this idea that this is a team that can be affected and they have an issue. They have concerns from the shoulders up. And if you were not in position, he didn't just say, hey, that happens in every playoff game. The intensity is great. The atmosphere is electric. And you just have to get past that. Cubs were better tonight. We're going to get them in game five.
The Cubs have young players, too.
Their veteran and experience, though, is something that you would look at to give them the edge. And now, yeah, we know it because the manager of the youngest team in the playoffs is concerned about his psyche of those players going into the game five.
I don't think he is concerned. I just think this is his way of just defusing the loss. Again, this is after the loss. And moving forward, I don't think he lacks confidence. I don't think he lacks confidence in his team. I don't think the Brewers lack confidence.
I don't either necessarily, Bruce, and I respect Pat Murphy as much as anybody. You know the history, but there's reality and there's perception. The reality is he believes in his team. But the perception he created is that this is not a team that handles pressure well. And the pressure is on the Brewers more than it's on the Cubs tonight.
Let's examine that, and then we're going to take some phone calls here. 312-644-6767. Ryan Flaherty, the bench coach of the Cubs, at the top of the hour. Let's examine this. Both Craig and Pat have had playoff losses, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Both have been craving to move on deeper into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think Craig has had one NLCS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five postseason appearances. Murphy, they missed out last year, right?
Right.
So, again, both of them have not only this abundance of competitive juices going on, but to, you know, be those jockeys on those horses that get them to that next round, get them to that NLCS, give them a chance to go to the World Series. So I'm not saying other managers wouldn't feel the same way, but both of them experience that together and separately, right?
Right. 312-644-6767. I have thoughts on that, Bruce. I want to get to our callers, though. A lot of people have been on hold. Let's make quick points so we can get through as many people as possible, and we'll start the conversation with Bob in Arlington Heights. Bob, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Good morning. I want to be brief. I think a lot of people have missed with Shota. When he first got here at the beginning of 2024, one of the issues was Shota required 5 days rest between starts.
True.
And the Cubs were able to accommodate that early in his tenure here. And you guys have the ability to crunch those numbers and do a deep dive on it.
They did it again a lot this year. Yep.
And he didn't get that with the injuries and the compressed schedule. So, you know, I know you got a lot of other callers, but this has been bugging me for really since before the All-Star break. And I think there's an issue here. It doesn't matter anymore for this year, but looking ahead to next year, I think they need to go back and revisit that.
It's a good call, David.
It really is, Bob. And that's something that we have kind of glossed over. And at the time he came to the Cubs, it was something we made a big deal
about. Same thing with Boyd, though. They've done that with Boyd a lot this year. 5 days, 6 days, in some cases longer,
yep.
to maximize the fact that he hadn't thrown over 100 innings in 6 years. And Shota in Japan pitched once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
It was like a football game.
So give
it was like a quarterback.
Tommy Hotovy, Craig Counsell, and the Cubs pitching people tremendous amount of credit for nursing these guys through with optimum
care
results as well.
Mike is in Willow Springs. Mike, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I've called before, and I always appreciate you taking my call. I got a lot of thoughts. I'll try and jam them in here. First of all, I totally agree. They are insane if they start Imanaga tonight. Wrigley was a bottom five hitter's park during the season, and Milwaukee was a top five hitter's park. They should start Colin Ray, or if they want it, I think they're going to lead off Yelich, despite what you're hearing. Or if you want to open with Pomeranz, I think Ray's the guy that's going to give you three or four innings, the 12 outs. He's in great form. He's a former Brewer. He's chomping at the bit to get back at him. And his last 6 weeks, he's been a stud. My second point is, I love Craig Counsell, but I thought it was hilarious, Bruce, when you said he walked away from you, because Craig's not perfect. He was criminal to start Shota in Game 2 at Milwaukee, and I'll tell you why. Everyone knew the weather was going to change, and it was going to be cold at Wrigley. Colin Ray should have started Game 2, and I like Shota. I'm not down on Shota. I'm not down on Counsell. I'm so glad both of those guys are part of the Cub organization. They're winners and they're champions. But Counsell, that was boneheaded to start Imanaga in Game 2 when he had Colin Ray, and you knew the weather was going to be 55 degrees at Wrigley.
Mike, great call. Great points. I think I agree with you on Colin Ray. And Bruce, the Counsell part of it is also very interesting, as Ed points out.
You know, I always point out at this time of the year, the choices are minimal. And they're not finite as to what the result's going to be.
They're not minimal tonight.
No.
No.
And that's why
they're maximal.
That's why
that's not a word, but they're maximal.
That's why you see, you know, leadership being challenged for both teams.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, these are two outstanding baseball men.
No doubt about it. Right. Two of the smartest managers
in
baseball.
That doesn't mean that they're not shaking a little bit in their boots.
You think they're nervous?
They're good nervous, just like they were when they were players.
Yeah.
You know, it's good nervous. It's like, okay, I'm not nervous to the point where I'm going to fold in making a decision.
That's a dumb question. Right? I'm sorry I asked it. Here's a better way to put it. Do you think that each guy's, and you're around them, so you know this, and you know them both pretty well, has their intensity affected their decision-making process?
No.
Ed, you don't think it will tonight?
No. They're clear thinking, well-thought-out game plans that they've gone over in their heads for 24 hours. That's all that's consumed them for this period of time.
That's a good way to put it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dugan is in Wisconsin. Dugan, what's the weather like up there? Welcome inside the clubhouse.
It's actually pretty nice. It's not bad.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just got to say, living in Wisconsin, north of the Cheddar Curtain, as as you say, I never miss the Moline Hall podcast, never miss an Inside the Clubhouse. I appreciate you guys keeping my hope alive.
Thank you.
Here's my question is, how can the Cubs hit the Miz? I mean, he's obviously not impossible to hit. Like, there's other teams and batters who hit pitchers who throw 100+, but it just seems like every time he comes in, we just sort of, as you said, David, is just going to strike out the side. So I'm a little bit like, you know, he can be hit. What can the Cubs do? And Bruce, maybe you have some insight on that. What can the Cubs do to hit him when undoubtedly he's going to come in for hopefully fewer than more innings tonight? But I don't want to, when he comes in, just kind of surrender the next couple innings.
Thanks, Dugan. Good question.
Ball one, ball two, ball three.
That's tough. That's tough to do.
You're going to have your best at bats. You're going to have to make him pitch. Make him throw that 104 over the plate, okay? Make him throw it over the plate.
What version of the Cub hitters are you going to get, though? Are you going to get the version that struck out 58 times in the first five playoff games, or are you going to get the grinded out at bats with the selective eye that maybe we saw the other night?
Not sure. That's why we're going to be there tonight. It's going to be interesting to watch because Mizorowski and Uribe, who throws close to 100 as well,
he's nasty. Like, he's got nasty stuff.
So Murph might go with power from the very beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Again, if you win the first two or three innings and your team puts a couple runs on the board, two, four, that could be the ballgame. We've seen it during these playoffs. That entire Padres series was, you know, no runs scored in the entire series. You put runs up in the first inning, they're liable to stand up now more than ever before.
Do you believe that there will be any tweaks to the Brewers lineup? I don't think we can say that about the Cubs. No. There's no way that's going to happen with Council. But how?
And I don't think Murph is saving. I don't think he has any secret weapons that he's going to bring out.
312-644-6767. We'll get to more of your phone calls. You can weigh in on Cubs Brewers tonight. And you know what tomorrow is? Regardless of what happens tonight, tomorrow they are running the Chicago Marathon, and we are broadcasting it live here on The Score. 7 to 11, exclusive coverage of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh Liss, he's there every year, and our team of marathon experts will be broadcasting live from the finish line with reports from the lead vehicles and around the course, only here on 670 The Score and the free Odyssey app. More Cubs Brewers talk when we come back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Feel like the swing is starting to get back to where you want it going into game five?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, I'm, you know, swinging at pitches I want to swing at and, you know, laying off some of the other ones. I mean, it's not always going to go your way, but as long as you can, you know, go up there and have a chance and put yourself in good spots, it's, you know, you're at least giving yourself a shot. So I'm just trying to put up some competitive at-bats, whether it's a walk or, you know, single or just trying to move a guy over. But, I mean, obviously, you know, take some barrels and, you know, get on base and score some runs, so I'm just trying to do my best at all that.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, David Haw, Bruce Levine until 11 o'clock. That's Kyle Tucker. Yeah, that was a competitive at bat the other night, hitting a home run. Pretty competitive, Bruce. Is he back? Is it now?
It's sure looking like it. I would be tempted to lead off with him tonight.
Interesting. Why would you tinker? Michael Bush is the hottest guy in that
he
lineup.
He can be hot batting a fourth, third or fourth, too.
I think that would be showing off. I think Craig Council batting Michael Bush anywhere but leadoff would be like, look, I can do this. I don't know that you want to tinker. I would, you know, maybe two games ago.
He's rounding, to answer your question more directly, David, he's rounding into the all-star that he is, okay? Mm-hmm. The top 7-8 player in baseball, Kyle Tucker, we saw in April and May.
No time like the present, because you want him hitting like he did the other night. You want Ian Happ to top off and continue and to build off the biggest home run of his life. You want Seiya Suzuki. You want it all. You want Matt Shaw to look like he's got a clue at the plate, which he finally did.
Yeah, he hit a ball off of his toenails that I've never seen hit before that hard right up the middle. I mean, and give him credit. Give Council credit for the confidence that he's had in him, saying, defense first. We're not going to lose a game because we didn't make a play.
He has been
base.
Consistent with that. That's the only reason you can justify playing somebody at third base, batting him ninth when he hadn't had a hit in 2 weeks.
The ultimate player development is a young player like him, like Pete, like Bush, playing in the playoffs and accomplishing
that's
something.
That's a great point, because in the back of your mind, you always have to remember that. This experience that guys like Matt Shaw, frankly, Pete Crow Armstrong.
No question.
Younger players, younger pitchers. Daniel Palencia, who we haven't really mentioned too much, but has been so huge in this postseason run and could be even bigger today under the right circumstances.
Pete was getting angry after game four when they were trying to reel him in, some of the other media people with us, into talking about himself and about, you know, what he's doing, what he's accomplishing. Pete is so savvy for a 23-year-old guy, always rolling people back to team, not him. Many young players would get sucked into it because they don't have the savvy yet, and he and Shaw is excellent at it too. They're
I love
tremendously knowledgeable beyond their years, and I give guys like Hap, Swanson, and Tuck and Turner a lot of credit for all that.
I love the presence of mind Pete Crow Armstrong had. I can't remember which game it was, Bruce, but you were there in the dugout interviewing him immediately after a victory, and he thanked his parents.
Yeah.
He thanked his parents.
Yeah.
For what his, how he got through something.
Yeah, he said, frankly, my mom and dad.
Yeah.
You know,
that, yeah. You know. That kid is just real easy to like. You hope he could have some success.
He's easy to like when he's getting hits. Otherwise, but he, you know, how many times have we said how many great plays, how many running plays, you know, he has the ability and potential to be a Cubs superstar.
People were mad at him the other night for diving for that ball and not catching it. I didn't have any problem with it, Bruce, because I think that's what you get with a player that special. You've got to let him take those calculated risks. And plus, it was instinctive. And there are a lot of times, I think if he does that 100 times, he catches that ball 98 of them.
You expect great from people with great talent, okay? I mean, and they, more importantly, what you and I expect or fans expect, he expects the unattainable to be attained.
It's good to have those high standards, and stars like Pete Crow Armstrong certainly do. Back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Kareem is in Naples. Kareem, thank you for listening down in Florida. Welcome inside the clubhouse.
You bet. It's an honor to be on your show. Just moved down here 2 months ago, and I wanted to just two comments and a question. One is just to congratulate you both on the superb coverage on this during this whole epic Cubs season. And, you know, your show, this show, Spieg's Hit and Run, and Mully and Haw, it's all I need to keep saying down here. So thank you very much. To Bruce, thank you for bringing up Parkin's comments. I love Parko, but he had me flipping out. And it's what you said about how important a manager is, particularly during a playoff series. It's huge. And that's whether it's Boyd on 3 days rest, Shota, does he have an opener, does he not have an opener, or Colin Ray, or Raya, as Parkins called him. And Parkins would say, no, he shouldn't matter. Council's not going to matter, and Ray shouldn't matter. And the thing is, Ray wasn't supposed to matter, but he did matter because of the injury to Steele, et cetera, and his 27 starts in a sub-4 ERA is one of the biggest reasons the Cubs are even in the playoffs.
No doubt. Save the staff, without question.
Thank you, Kareem. Yeah,
that might be a promo. I think we're going to hear that.
You think
just the beginning of that. Yeah,
that's a really good loyal listener down there in Florida. Yeah, I believe that Craig Counsell's impact on this team is unmistakable. I think that there are times that you, as a fan, as an analyst, have every right to question every move that he makes. That's part of baseball. I mean, that's the fun of where we are. And so, but I think the bottom line, Bruce, and whatever. We can debate the value of a manager, and we've been having this conversation in Chicago for a long time. But tonight you feel good if you're the Cubs because you feel like Craig Counsell gives you a chance. This is, as he said, this is a 9-inning season. This is everything that you've wanted wrapped up into one outcome. And so you win tonight and everything remains possible, and history is there for the taking. If you don't, then it's a different context. Let's wait and see. But you feel good about it because of the manager in that dugout.
It's all going to be very good talk show host stuff on Monday morning, and Mully and Haw to start the day on the score.
And we still have a lot here for the final hour of Inside the Clubhouse. We're going to talk to Ryan Flaherty when we come back. We're going to talk to Brian Anderson, the fine broadcaster, at the end of the hour. And in between your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Inside the Clubhouse at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.